Welcome to Neon City, where the lights are bright, but darkness looms. Where Detective Jack Tracer spends his evenings investigating the strange, eerie, and unknown. What secrets lay hidden just beyond the street lamps? Find out on Neon Nights, the arcane files of Jack Tracer.
Everyone, this is Will Snyder, co-creator and artistic director of Neon Knights, the Arcane Files of Jack Tracer, and I am joined officially by our new company. We now have Rachel Craig as our production manager.
Hello.
We have Aaron Sarka as our marketing manager.
Hello.
And John Wenzel as our artistic associate.
Yeah, let's go with that.
That works. And we wanted to just sort of take a time to introduce everyone. This is going to be our post-season update number 2. I've already put out an awesome Facebook post discussing this, but This is going to be an official recording introducing everyone. So we just got through with our first writers meeting.
Yay.
Which was very exciting.
Very, very exciting. Oh,
we have a lot of fun things coming up for the upcoming season. Just some things to just kind of look out for. We're going to be doing evil scientists, possibly robot fighting.
Yes.
We're going to be having drugs and possibly the return of Slenderman.
Yeah. Lots of characters coming back, maybe in different ways.
We don't know.
It's gonna be
exciting.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
But yeah, I just wanted to kind of introduce everybody. So those of you who have been following the Twitter account, you may have noticed that it's kind of a bit more lively than it has been. Aaron has taken it over, and he's of course doing an amazing, amazing job.
Do my best.
One thing that what really makes Aaron way better than me is he does listen to a lot more audio dramas than I do.
Yeah, he does. He's way better.
I just sit
than
at
we
a
are.
Desk all day and listen to I loved taking over the Twitter. It's a great community out there. The audio drama community is great, and they're really welcoming.
Yeah.
And it's great to kind of talk with everyone and see what the community is up to.
Plus, you actually already had a Twitter before the podcast even existed. So I was like, hey, yeah, that's probably good because you actually use it in real life.
Right.
Because I didn't get one until the podcast was created. So I was how do I do Twitter? I don't know.
Most of it's pretty awful, but the audio drama Twitter community is great.
I've discovered a side of Twitter that I really like.
Yeah. That's one thing going off of Aaron said is that when we started our show, that's also very true is that, you know, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing when I started this company, but you had a great podcast like the Audio Drama Production Podcast, which I listened to a lot of, and sort of learned how to do this, and with, you know, trial and error as well. So you have some such great people in the audio drama community, like Austin Beach of Audio Believers Productions. Mm-hmm. You had Sarah Golding, who does Audio Drama Production Podcast, Paul Sading, Pete Lutz, Jack Ward, all these guys who do a great job in welcoming you in and sort of like just giving you any kind of advice or anything you need. That's very, very good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the fact that we were able to get a second season going is really important. You know, if it wasn't for like John, for example, you know, he has been there since the first episode.
Since day one.
The beginning. Yes,
he has been our narrator since the first episode.
Tying it all together as much as I possibly can. Yeah.
And John, like our relationship is crazy because, like, you and I were just casting a play together.
That's true.
Way back in, I don't know, what was it, 2 years ago?
2014 or something like that?
Yeah. I think I'd been living in Chicago at that point for, 5 months.
Yeah, right? So, yeah, like 2 years ago or something like that, you and I were casting Reefer Madness together.
That's right.
And, you know, like, I was just like, yeah, you know, he's just in my cast. He's cool. Like, we kind of hang out. But you know, as a lot of plays go, I just kind of thought that I would, like, never see you again.
Right, yeah, because that's very typical of just the theater community at large, is that everybody gets really nice and tight and close for that month or so we're doing the show, and then everybody pisses off. And
we talk to each other. Like, I mean, I've done it many times in many plays. I'm just like, oh, I love these people so much. Oh, play's over. Bye.
It's just understood. Nobody holds a grudge.
You
might see each other auditions or maybe, you know, around town. Yeah. Oh, hey, how are you doing?
But then you started dating one of our close friends, and then you just kind of, you stuck around, and we're like, you know what? John is like an amazing voice actor. I think we need to get him involved more with
us. And honestly, it was Reefer Madness that kind of inspired me, because I was like, I want
the narrator.
I want like this, that old timey narrator type of the old radio dramas that you do. And I'm like, John's got the fucking perfect voice for it.
Yeah.
And so that's why I specifically chose you. But then when you came in to do our episode with the House of Joy, you did the other character.
Yeah, you played Danny. Yeah. And it was incredible.
And that was like, you're able to do a different voice, and you're going to be playing our primary villain in the next season.
That's right.
No spoilers or anything.
I would just say his name. We have named him.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do it.
I want to do it.
Okay, okay.
Well, just reveal the name. His name is going to be Maximilian Magnus McQueen. Because alliteration is fucking
alliteration is
awesome.
Not bad. Well, alliteration is a big part of the show.
Yeah, right.
Totally.
And even though I have not even heard what John is going to attempt for a voice for this character, I am so excited at the possibilities
of it. Creative control, of course.
To be completely honest, I have no idea yet.
but I've heard your range, and I have full confidence.
Well, I'm very excited. I'm very excited to come up with something.
I don't really think there's too much else I want to really go over. This is just really just to introduce Aaron as a marketing manager, and John, who's going to be a big part of it, and of course Red / Rachel. Red for
it's
Rachel.
Okay. You can just call me Red from now on. Forever. I identify as that anyway.
But yeah, guys, be on the lookout for season 2. It's going to be coming out in the late fall. We're looking at October-ish as our shoot date.
Which is good because our episodes are always a little spooky. So
That's a good point. Be look out for some one-off episodes, maybe even having some special episodes at some point as well. Also be a lookout for some original audio dramas, maybe producing as well in the future.
Yes.
But from this meeting, I can tell you right now that there's going to be a lot of great things coming out of Evil Kitten Productions. There's so many... I can't believe how blessed we are to have such a great team with Aaron and John and our friend David and our friend CJ and Amanda and all these great people coming together to help produce this show.
Yeah. Just all the stuff that was getting thrown around the room. I'm super
excited. Oh, we were so excited. You could feel how much it was electric.
I had goosebumps. Like, I keep jumping ahead of myself, but I'm just like, oh, this is going to be
so
great.
This idea. It's going
to
be great.
But and like, I just like, whenever we wanted to make Evil Kitten into just like a real company, I just sent out an email to just random people that I wanted to be involved, and everybody that emailed me back was like, yes, absolutely. What can I do for you? And that just makes me so happy that everybody was really on board, and we have such great friends. It's amazing.
That 100%. I don't think we could have gotten a better team for this.
I know.
For this
I think
all.
So too.
All right, guys. Well, that's it. This was, you know, it's where this episode's going to be very short, but just got to the point, introducing everyone. Of course, if you don't follow us on Twitter yet, you absolutely have to.
Follow us on Twitter.
Aaron is so entertaining to his post for Jack Tracer. Entertaining. He's made some amazing photoshopped pictures of Evil Kitten coffee. And
my favorite was Will of the Wisp whiskey.
I loved it.
Or Will of the Whiskey. Will of the Whiskey.
I loved it. Aaron, what is your personal Twitter account?
My personal Twitter account is Sarka Aaron, because Aaron Sarka was taken, so it's at Sarka Aaron.
Stupid.
That's SarkaAaron.
And awesome. And he's also a good person. If you are, of course, Jack Trace's Twitter account, which he runs, he recommends stuff, but Aaron also posts tons of other audio dramas that he follows and gives very honest and good reviews on the ones that he likes. So if you're listening to Jack Trace here and you're like, well, I don't know what else to listen to, I can tell you right now, he's got hundreds of suggestions. He can tell you what, not hundreds, but a lot of suggestions to tell your way. Thousands, even.
I think I have 75 different shows in my queue right now.
Good God.
So he's got tons and tons of ideas. So he's definitely good to follow personally as well. All right, guys, that concludes it. Thank you so much for listening. Again, we have Rachel here.
Sayonara, everyone.
John.
Hey, bye.
See you in season two.
All right, thanks, guys. Ooh.